person who owns cattle, he would be a cattleman?
Mm-hmm.
And what about hands?
Well, in the cow days back then, why they called them cowboys, and that was when we didn't have fence riders, and so they would ride around the area and put out a little salt and see that the bulls were spread pretty good, and things like that. And then the modern days, why they've got fences now, and so they have fence riders, and
the fence rider just makes sure
the fences are still up, and still spreads the cattle around. So if the bull stays one corner too long and don't get enough around, you got to get around to all them cows, you see. Mm-hmm. And they figure about 25 head to a bull, so he's got a little busy work to do. But then after that's over with, and as you might say he does all his work in a month. Then he gets to sleep over in the pasture for the rest of 3 months, or 6 months, or whatever he wants. It all depends on how far along they're out. But anyway, the sheep man now, then he's got a herder, used to be. And he would have a herder and a camp tender.
What,
yeah.
What was that last one?
The camp tender.
Uh-huh.
That's the guy that brought the herder his groceries, and he'd move these wagons. And whenever they moved camp, the camp tender would bring a team. See, they have we called it what the hell did we call that wagon? But anyway, just a plain old lumber wagon. And he'd drive out there and he'd tie that wagon on behind the sheep wagon and take his team and put a sheep wagon and his wagon to the next location wherever he was going to park him. He'd always park him next on the water so that they'd camp on water, and the camp tender would, I mean, the sheep herder could get his water, so he wouldn't have to pack it more than a mile. And in the later days, they got to drilling wells and made a few windmills so he could get fresh water. Otherwise, why, he'd drink right out of the sloughs of the sheep. You see? But that's why they generally park them on a creek or a spring.
What's a slough?
Well, that's a bog hole. They're just a plain old seepage, you might say.
I see. Okay. Now we're talking about enclosures and containers. Were there different types of containers for different types of animals? For example, for cattle, you mentioned corral. What about for chicken? What would they have for chicken?
A chicken house.
Okay. Is that different than a
brood pen? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would they ever use the term coop?
Sure.
What's one of those?
A chicken house and a chicken coop, I guess you'd say, was the same thing.
But most frequently around here, they'd say chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you, for example, if you're going to feed the pigs, you put their slop in a
trough.
And two of those? One is a trough, two are the plural?
Troughs.
Okay. All right. What would they keep the pigs in?
A pen.
All right. Would they ever call it a sty?
No, not around here.
Okay. And horses, what were they kept in?
Corral.
All right. What about if you were to buy nails, what would they come in?
Well, you want them in kegs or bags? Which you can do either, but kegs.
Okay.
When you can afford nails, they came in kegs.
Okay. What did, for example, say you're buying a lot of beer, what would that come in?
Well, cases. Cases are kegs, too.
But would they ever use the term barrel?
Well, yeah, there was quite a few beer barrels, but then most of them went to the bars.
I see. That's a lot bigger than a keg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've already talked about a slop bucket. Now, let's, the male, well, let's talk about cattle. What is the male called?
Bulls.
Did they ever have a term they would use around the women folk that was a little more, you know, guard the women folk's ears and use another term?